This is Paul Craig Roberts speaking. The fake COVID pandemic is the excuse for concentration camps for dissenters from the establishment's narratives. Since the year 2000, we have witnessed two defining events, 9/11 and COVID-19, both produced massive changes in civil liberty and government power, reducing the former and enhancing the latter. The official narrative of 9/11 is unbelievable, as it is contrary to all known science. The official narrative of COVID relies on running the PCR test at high cycles known to produce false positives in order to produce headlines of a scary high rate of infection. COVID deaths are magnified by ignoring comorbidities and by counting even motorcycle deaths as COVID deaths. In the United States, financial incentives were created for hospitals to report all deaths as COVID deaths. The flu season has been conflated with COVID and has disappeared. It is possible that more COVID patients were killed by ventilators than by COVID and by immune systems unsupported by adequate intake of vitamins C and D and zinc. No COVID deaths were necessary, as two proven and safe treatments, HCQ and ivermectin, were available but banned by public authorities. Deaths were wanted in order to build fear, in order for pharmaceutical companies to make billions of dollars on vaccine sales, and in order for governments to impose more controls over citizens and more inhibitions of civil liberty. In Florida, there are no lockdowns, no mask mandates, no arrests of people for noncompliance, and Floridians are not dropping dead in the streets. Indeed, you would not know that there was a COVID pandemic. This indicates that the COVID pandemic is an orchestrated hoax with ulterior motives. In the United States, 9/11 was used not only to attack seven countries in the Middle East and North Africa on entirely false pretenses, but also to attack the United States Constitution. Habeas corpus and due process were discarded by the war on terror. Consequently, today, American civil liberty is much weakened. With liberty weakened, Soren Korsgaard reports that the orchestrated COVID pandemic is now being used throughout the Western world as an excuse for concentration camps.
This is Søren Rose Korsgaard, the editor of the most dangerous book ever published, Deadly Deception Exposed. Concentration camps for dissenters. One of the most concerning aspects of the COVID orchestration, apart from mandatory vaccines, lockdowns, and destruction of civil liberties, is the construction of camps for those who dispute and disobey the COVID mandates. The mainstream media is reporting on the camps in a positive light and ensures us they are not really concentration camps. For example, it's been widely reported in Europe that camps are being set up in several German states. Officially, they'll be used to forcefully accommodate repeated quarantine dodgers and house COVID dissidents. Facilities exist or are underway in Baden-Württemberg, Schleswig-Holstein and Brandenburg. In the state of Saxony, a shelter is being built for housing COVID rule breakers. However, they will also have the opportunity to use a locked hospital or other suitable accommodation. Shortly after the camp in Schleswig-Holstein was announced, it was reported that in the city of Flensburg, from now on, only contact with members of your own household is allowed. Violations can be punished with a fine of up to €25,000. Deliberate spread of corona threatens a prison sentence of 5 years. Deliberate spread could probably be anything in non-compliance with COVID mandates. In Berlin and Hamburg, similar plans for facilities are underway. According to mainstream-friendly legal scholars, these camps are legal due to emergency powers granted to German authorities during a pandemic. Information pertaining to the camps is limited for obvious reasons, but we do know that on January 18, 2021, it was reported that around 30 people had been forcefully sent to a detention camp in Eisenhüttenstadt, which is located in the state of Brandenburg. It is unsure if and when the detainees left the camp and in what physical and psychological condition they were in upon their alleged release. It should come as no surprise to anyone that no government, least of all the one in Washington, can be trusted with anything. For example, the George W. Bush regime told 935 lies about Iraq between 9/11 and the invasion. The official rationale for the wars has changed over the years, but at one time it was to spread democracy and get revenge for 9/11, not for profit and to increase Israel's clout in the Middle East. We now know that bringing democracy required the US alliance to cause millions of deaths and dislocations in the Middle East and North Africa. Obama promised peace and an end to wars, but waged war against more than seven nations. In Obama's last year, the US dropped an estimated 26,171 bombs. Considering the crimes and media cover-ups, we should probably read between the lines and do some thinking for ourselves when faced with the grim proposition of COVID isolation camps. When nationalist socialist Germany, the Soviet Union, Mao and Pol Pot decided to systematically exterminate and torture people, they also covered up their intentions with disinformation. With this in mind, do you trust your government? Is your government somehow pure and honest and above board? Don't bet your life on it. What is the purpose of the COVID camps built throughout the Western world? As a direct result of 9/11 and COVID, many countries have enacted laws granting government the powers to detain people indefinitely without trial or due process and vaccinate people against their will. For example, even in small Denmark, they have passed a law which gives government the power to forcefully detain citizens, isolate them in a hospital or other suitable facility, and also forcefully treat people who are or are suspected of suffering from a disease such as COVID. If people resist, the police are called in. If people resist, the police are called in. If governments around the globe have passed those laws, it is because they intend to tolerate no dissent. Germany is, of course, not the only country that is systematically establishing COVID detention camps. In fact, it appears to be taking place in the entirety of the Western world. Canada, New Zealand, and now the notorious American FEMA camps, which are found all over the US. It is difficult to assess whether or not they are also found in Russia and other non-Western countries due to language barriers and secrecy, except China, which is well known for having had concentration camps for years, housing various undesirables who were indoctrinated and possibly enrolled in China's alleged organ harvesting program. The Chinese government has labeled the concentration camps vocational training centers and claims that the vocational training increases job opportunities and combats poverty. In Canada, a spokesperson for Health Minister Apache Haidu has assured the public that the camps are entirely voluntary to enter, and the claim that the federal government is preparing to forcefully intern Canadians is patently false. However, victims, including a mother whose son was detained because airline officials didn't accept his negative COVID-19 test, have come forth expressing how they were forced into isolation. One of them said, "I was escorted by police to a shuttle bus and then to this hotel, which is fenced off from the public. At the Canadian COVID internment hotel, he wasn't allowed to leave his room, and guards made sure he could not escape." Independent Ontario MPP Randy Hiller posed the following questions to the government in October 2020.
"In my supplemental question yesterday, I asked this government if the people of Ontario should prepare for internment camps. In September, the federal government posted a call for expressions of interest for contractors to supply, provide, and manage quarantine isolation camps throughout every province and every territory in Canada. These quarantine isolation camps, however, are not limited to people with COVID, but provide a wide latitude for many people to be detained. Surely this government is aware of the intentions to build these isolation camps from coast to coast. And my question to the Premier is, how many of these camps will be built, and how many people does this government expect to detain?"
Question.
Hiller's questions went unanswered. Afterward, he tried again.
"Here's the RFP, and in the RFP, it uses clear language to express that these camps can be used for a broad spectrum of people, not limited to travelers. Indeed, it doesn't even mention international travelers. It's just a broad latitude of people. So your government must be in negotiations and aware of these plans to potentially detain and isolate citizens and residents of our country and our province. So, Speaker, to the Premier, where will these camps be built? How many people will be detained? And for what reasons?
Questions.
For what reasons can people be kept in these isolation camps?
His questions went unanswered. It has also been reported that if New Zealanders refuse to take a COVID test, they will be put into camps. Hoover Institution, Stanford University, Senior Fellow Victor Davis Hanson has condemned the camps and called them for the end of personal freedom. Camps are perplexing, according to Hanson, as COVID has only resulted in 25 deaths on the island. Prime Minister Jane Shea Arden has been forthcoming about the threat with a warning. You either get your test done and make sure you are cleared, or we'll keep you in the facility longer. It is perhaps significant that as early as February 2020, it was recorded that high-security coronavirus camps are dotted around the globe, from the US west coast to Venezuela in northwest England and deep in the harbor of Germany. In Britain, it is a hospital. In the US, an Air Force base of six. And in Australia, it is an island far from home. From another 2020 article, we learned that the Pentagon was in the process of setting up multiple quarantine camps near airports in Hawaii, Illinois, Texas, California, Georgia, New York, Washington State, Washington DC, New Jersey, and Michigan. At this time, only about 1,000 people had allegedly died worldwide with and not of COVID-19. In comparison, tuberculosis killed 1.5 million people in 2019. Or by one person every 22 seconds, according to the World Health Organization. Pursuant to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they have the legal authority to detain any person who may have an infectious disease that is specified by executive order to be quarantinable. The consequences of the COVID deception are far-reaching and multifarious, especially in regard to censorship. It is clear that a virtual war has been waged on dissenters and all those who oppose the official COVID narrative. The establishment has successfully concentrated the vast majority of internet activity to just a few social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to one video sharing site, YouTube, and one search engine, Google. Being thoroughly entrenched in the COVID narrative, big tech companies have successfully eliminated numerous content creators who have questioned COVID and other establishments' narratives. Algorithms direct people to government-friendly information rather than skeptical websites. For example, a single Google search for vaccine side effects produces 9 results, all of which are pro-vaccine. 8 of them are about COVID vaccines and allege most side effects are a sign your immune system is responding well to the vaccine. Bill Gates, who has been called a worse danger to health and freedom than COVID, has founded several fact-checking groups which discredit all information not in line with the official narrative. It is also important to briefly mention that Gates and establishment regard science as a tool for social control. Dissenters are demonized. For example, it was widely reported that a study had found that anti-maskers was likely suffering from a serious personality disorder. Another well-publicized study argued that drugs should be added to water supplies to minimize resistance to vaccines, the global warming narrative, and mask mandates. Another study argued that anti-mask behavior, anti-vaccine beliefs, conspiracy theories about the origins of COVID, and vocal support by elected officials for unproven therapies likely emerged due to neuropsychological impairments. In other words, scientists and social critics who disagree with official narratives are portrayed as brain damaged. The war on free speech is ongoing and will not end soon. It is not far-fetched to imagine a scenario in which leading government skeptics are officially found to be likely infected with an infectious disease and transported to a camp. Thus far, we have had massive tech purges that deprive people of their platform and income. The second step could be a Stalinistic purge, which would be preceded by a heavy campaign of propaganda, turning the people against each other, thus minimizing resistance to the end goal. During Joseph Stalin's reign of terror, secret police arrested and transported political prisoners, intellectuals, government critics, and many others into camps where they would be tortured, murdered, or worked to death. Like governments today, Stalin's agenda was not inhibited by facts and truth. This article was written by Søren Korsgaard, who is the editor and publisher of the most dangerous book ever published, Deadly Dissection Exposed. The book is available via Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and many other sites. He is also the editor and publisher of U.S. Imposed, Post-9/11 Muslim Holocaust and Muslim Genocide.